This is TechSide Daily, the daily voice of Tech Cocoon, your briefing on the companies, the capital, and the policy shaping African technology. Here's what matters on July 6th, 2026. Nigeria's telecom regulator just closed a loophole that let ownership changes happen quietly, requiring approval for any transfer of 10% or more in a Nigerian telecom company. This move gives the regulator more control over who owns the country's telecom infrastructure, and it's a big deal for operators like MTN and Airtel, who will now have to get approval for any significant ownership changes. For investors, this means more transparency and oversight, but it also adds a layer of complexity to any potential deals, so they'll need to factor that in when considering investments in Nigeria's telecom sector. So what does this mean for the future of telecom ownership in Nigeria? And will this new level of oversight slow down investment in the sector? In a completely different story, Tala is cutting jobs in Kenya as part of a global reorganization, but the numbers tell two different stories. Early reports said up to 100 roles would be cut, while Tala says only 7 people out of an 85-person team were let go. This discrepancy raises questions about the company's communication strategy and how it handles tough decisions like layoffs. For operators like Tala, it's a reminder that they need to be transparent and accurate in their messaging, especially when it comes to sensitive topics like job cuts. Yesterday, we talked about Ghana's central bank halting MTN's mobile money to bank fee, and it's a similar story here. The numbers matter, and companies need to be clear about what's really going on. Tala's job cuts are a sign of the challenges facing fintech companies in Africa, and it's not the only company looking to scale back its operations. But what does this mean for the broader fintech sector? And are we seeing a shift away from consumer-facing apps and towards more behind-the-scenes infrastructure plays? In a move that could help scale up healthcare technology in Africa, South Africa's AI Diagnostics has raised 85 million rand, or about $5.2 million, to develop an AI-powered digital stethoscope that can screen for tuberculosis without needing an X-ray. This is a big deal for healthcare in Africa, where access to medical imaging can be limited, and it's a great example of how technology can help fill those gaps. For builders and operators, this is a reminder that there are still plenty of opportunities to create innovative solutions that can make a real difference in people's lives. And investors should be looking for companies that are tackling real-world problems like this. So who's next to raise funding for a health tech play in Africa? And will we see more investments in AI-powered diagnostics, or will the focus shift to other areas like telemedicine or medical devices? Nala has secured a credit line of up to $50 million to scale its stablecoin payment rails, which is a big deal for cross-border payments in Africa. This is exactly the kind of infrastructure play that our team at Tech Cocoon has been saying is crucial for the development of African fintech. It's not about flashy consumer apps, but about building the underlying plumbing that makes it all work. For investors, this is a sign that debt financing is becoming a more important part of the fintech landscape, and they should be looking for companies that are building real infrastructure, not just slick apps. As we've argued before, the real value in African fintech sits in the settlement layer, not the interface layer. So will we see more companies following Nala's lead and focusing on building out their payment rails, or will the trend shift back towards consumer-facing apps and away from infrastructure plays? That has been TechSide Daily from Tech Cocoon, mapping African innovation from market signal to execution and funding. The full reporting is waiting for you at techcocoon.org. We will be back tomorrow. TechSide Daily is a production of Tech Cocoon, founded by Dr. Victor Akaeza.